A study in this week's New England Journal of Medicine may deepen concerns about a nationwide shortage of nurses. Researchers say they found strong evidence that hospitalized patients do better when they're under the care of registered nurses. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
As Jack Needleman began studying discharge records from 800 hospitals, he says the low level of registered nursing care made him nervous.
I look at some of the hospitals that are in our sample, and the number of hours a day of RN staffing and the proportion of the nursing staff that are RNs, and I would not want to go to one of those hospitals.
Needleman is an assistant professor at the Harvard School of Public Health and lead author on the new study. He says they studied discharge records and compared the number of hours nursing staff worked with the health outcomes of more than 6 million patients in hospitals in 11 states.
We found a very, very consistent story that the RN staffing was making a difference in these outcomes.
For surgical and non-surgical patients, more RN care led to shorter hospital stays and fewer urinary tract infections. It also contributed to lower rates of conditions like pneumonia and cardiac arrest. Ann Needleman says there were fewer deaths or failure to rescue situations where patients had one of five serious complications: pneumonia, cardiac arrest, upper gastrointestinal bleeding, severe infection, or blood clots. Needleman says early detection is crucial for these conditions.
Registered nurses are educated professionals whose responsibility is not only assuring that treatments that have been prescribed are competently provided, but also have the hour-to-hour responsibility of monitoring the patient and monitoring the patient's status.
Though it's the largest study of its kind, there were some limitations. Researchers analyzed 25 health outcomes, but found a link to nurse staffing levels in only 8 of them. And the records don't show the quality of care provided. Others worry the study may fuel the perception that hospitals have indiscriminately slashed skilled nursing staffs.
And that is a misperception.
Carmela Coyle is Senior Vice President for Policy at the American Hospital Association in Washington. She says the bigger problem is a shortage of skilled nurses.
Today, there are 126,000 budgeted positions in hospitals for which hospitals administrators would love to hire nurses that are simply unfilled.
Officials project that the current nursing shortage could grow fourfold over the next decade. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.